Dim, and we're up to the bottom of page 14. So he says like this: Na'arei uv'churei Yisrael, the lads, the youngsters of Israel. Ol gadol hutal al tzavrechem. A great yoke has been placed on your necks. Achayut gdola, great responsibility. Gdola v'rabah harbe min da'atchem midotechem alechem. It is much greater, it is more awesome than what you know, what you think of yourselves. Et kol bet Yisrael tzichim atem la'amid. You have to erect all of the house of Israel. Chasidav, tzadikav, geonav, v'chachamav mikem leotzi. The pious ones, the righteous ones, the geniuses, the wise ones, they are going to be you. You have to produce them. Af itgalut shchinat uzo, v'itkavut biat meshicho. Even the revelation of God's presence, the bringing of the Messiah, biyadchem nitna, has been given in your hands. Haim tirtu shechas v'shalom nirkav bagalut? Do you want that, God forbid, we rot in exile? En roe lo navi v'lechoze? We have no seer, we have no prophet, we have no one with vision. O haim gam yishal be'inechem shebodeinu bagalut? Or is it straight in your eyes that when we're out here in exile, chas v'shalom, od yoter nered v'ad she'ol nipol, we'll go further down, we'll fall to the bottom, to the grave. Uvachem dor haba, and in you, the future generation, gam gaon, gam tzadik ha'omed bat peretz, legalot et kedushat elokeinu chas v'shalom lo yimatze, that in you, the future generation, we won't find any genius, any righteous person, someone who could stand in the breach to reveal the holiness of our God. Ha'al kol eile yitapak Hashem. Do you think that God will be able to hold himself back over all of these? So beforehand he discussed the positive, how every one of them can be that future luminary. And now he's saying you have to remember that you have the responsibility because you're the ones that are supposed to produce the leaders, the giants of the next generation. And we don't want to see a generation without those leaders. Well, they're going to come from you.